I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. As the cold breaks its grip on Afghanistan, Taliban insurgents are coming down out of the mountains to attack the innocent. The potential for violence is forcing CURE International to hire more security guards and put up barriers. CURE's Mark Bush tells us why they're there.
What we really feel like we're called to do is to go into areas of the world where the Christian witness is not as strong or prevalent and establish a hospital. And then through our work there, through our outward evangelistic efforts, are able to spread the gospel.
CURE trains Afghan doctors to train other Afghan doctors, and Bush says there's also an Afghan Children's Fund. Next, despite laws restricting religious freedom in Central Asian republics, Bible Mission International continues its ministry there. Bible Mission's Bob Lovell says with summer approaching, church-sponsored summer camps are their focus. $30 can send a kid to camp this summer, and Lovell says young adult English camps are very successful.
They're hearing the gospel full-time because that's what's taught. So when they sing songs, they're singing Christian songs about Jesus, and when they're learning how to read better and how to communicate better, they're talking about Jesus.
Bible Mission also needs prayer partners. Brochures are available to help you pray more effectively. And Slavic Gospel Association sponsors Strategic Bible Institutes, or SBIs, in locations chosen by the indigenous Russian church leadership. Teams of pastors cooperate to fill a year-long teaching schedule to help a growing church train leaders to reach their region for Christ. Ask the Lord to provide resources and teachers, as well as His direction for sponsoring future SBIs. SGA also runs a seminary program, as well as other ongoing Bible institutes. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant Mission News every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.